I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. Officials in Lebanon say Israeli troops fired on demonstrators protesting Israel's continued presence in the country after a deadline set in November's Israeli Hezbollah ceasefire agreement has passed. Associated Press correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Lebanese officials say firing by Israeli troops killed two people and wounded many more as deadly demonstrations against Israel's presence continue in southern Lebanon. It comes as residents displaced by the war between Israel and Hezbollah are attempting to return to villages where Israeli troops remain. Over the weekend, 24 people were killed and at least 130 wounded when Israeli troops fired at protesters. Forces were to withdraw, but the U.S. and Lebanon recently announced that the deadline was extended to February 18th. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Ukrainian officials report Russian drone attacks overnight hit multiple Ukrainian regions and injured at least six people. VOA's Richard Green reports.
The governor of Ukraine's southern Odessa region said at least four people were injured in a drone attack. Several residential buildings and a grain warehouse were damaged. Kharkiv Governor Oleh Senehobo said on his Telegram social media account that at least two people were injured in a drone attack, which destroyed or damaged several homes. Drone attacks were also reported in Mykolaiv and Sumy regions. Russia's defense ministry said Tuesday it shot down five Ukrainian drones over the Smolensk region. Richard Green, VOA News.
Meanwhile, Russia's defense ministry said Tuesday its forces shot down five Ukrainian drones over the Smolensk region. Smolensk Governor Vasily Anokhin, reporting on his Telegram account, said there were no reports of damage or casualties. Bryansk Governor Alexander Bogomaz said Russian air defenses shot down one Ukrainian drone over his region with no damage reported. This is VOA News.